Kenny Blumenfeld giving us some weather tidbits this morning. Thanks, Kenny.
Always good to talk to you. How are you, Katya?
I'm really good. I'm coming off a morning of pretty thought-provoking interviews, and now we're here to talk about weather. I know you alluded to the fact last week that there may be some actual heat coming this way. I have to break it to you that we have had another cool week with, you know, rain here, rain there, and always, you know, 60 or close to 60 by the lake. I just read that the lake's surface temperatures are the coldest they've been in 25 years right now, still in the low 40s average on Lake Superior. So maybe that explains a lot of that. Although even just going up to Brimson, you know, 30 miles off, it's still only maybe 70, maybe 75. So yeah, tell us if this heat thing is really going to happen, or I know it's been really different in different parts of the state.
Yeah, I mean, it, you know, it's always a little, basically what we've been watching is this gigantic ridge of high pressure. You may have heard of it referred to as a heat dome.
Yeah.
It's not a great word unless you really understand kind of the mechanisms that are at work here. But when the, and I'm speaking relatively here, but when the air gets warm, like really warm, say desert warm or tropical warm, like the kind of heat that you expect in other parts of the world.
Yeah.
It expands. It gets taller. Now, I said I'm speaking relatively because this isn't necessarily, you know, if we could kind of turn the, you know, color code the air red and blue for warm and cold and then take a slice of it and then look at it from the side, you might not necessarily see those differences until you got in pretty close.
Hmm.
But basically, if we go about halfway up through the mass of the atmosphere, that's a fairly commonly referenced point in the atmosphere. It's called the 500 millibar level. Again, it's roughly halfway up through the mass of the atmosphere. And typically, you know, that level is somewhere between 5,000, depending on the time of year, kind of 5,000 meters thick, so, you know, a little over 15,000 feet thick in the wintertime, and closer to maybe 6,000 meters thick, or a little over 18, getting close to 19,000 feet in the summertime in the very, very hottest places. So when you get one of these heat domes, the atmosphere kind of stretches towards that height limit. The air just expands, and you have essentially what's happening with all that hot air. You just have this kind of dome of very warm conditions, and it sort of tapers off at the sides a little bit. Well, we've been watching one of those, and they can be associated with pretty extraordinary heat. Certainly the big event in the northwest U.S. last summer, where, you know, it was like melting wires and bursting sidewalks, and it caused a town in Canada to burst into flames after setting the national high temperature record.
Right.
Those heat domes, you know, they can be associated with very hot air, but kind of like our polar vortex events, they're also just, you know, associated with plain old really hot air. It's not always record-breaking, and they've always been the culprit behind really hot weather outbreaks. And just that with, you know, in modern times, they can flex a little bit more muscle. Anyway, we've been watching one of those. The signs are that it's going to be anchored well to the southwest of our region, certainly well to the southwest of Two Harbors. So it'll center itself in, you know, kind of the breadbasket of the country, Kansas, Nebraska, maybe even into Iowa. But the thing is, you know, nothing in meteorology is ever static. So sure, you're going to have kind of the highest pressure or the highest heights of that air mass are probably going to be centered over the central plains. But they're going to be little waves and spokes that kind of emanate northeastward from there. And those still do have the potential to produce some, you know, pretty intense summertime heat here in Minnesota. So your first shot is Monday, where looks like temperatures even, you know, in the northeast part of Minnesota will get well into the 80s. Mm. I don't know if you're going to see 90s. I don't know what is going to happen near the lakeshore. The winds look pretty good for keeping you, you know, keeping the land breeze. And then as you back farther into Minnesota, the chance of going into the 90s and maybe even through the 90s starts to increase, especially once you're south and west of Brainerd. So that's Monday. But then, you know, Tuesday, a cold front comes through. We kind of have this loves me not relationship with this heat going on where, you know, makes a couple moves and then it runs away. That's sort of what we've had this week, too. We did not really have any exceptional heat. And so I would say, you know, it does look like some more warm weather is in the forecast for Minnesota as we get into next week. But in northeastern Minnesota, where you have a little bit of natural immunity because of the lake, especially by the shore, I think it'll definitely be tempered. It's just to what extent and how extreme will it be. So, for example, the official forecast from the Weather Service for Two Harbors has, you know, basically one hot day Monday, maybe another one on Tuesday. And then, you know, otherwise, lots of 70s and, you know, kind of cool nights. And I don't know if that qualifies as a heat wave.
Right. No. The 90s for sure would. Even the 80s would be quite different from what we've had. But it sounds like, you know, we're still living by the great fridge and that's not going to change. Is this dome going to last weeks and weeks, or what's the longevity of things like this?
Yeah, they tend to, they're a little different from those cold outbreaks. But they have a similar behavior mechanism. So it's different from like rain or snow, which tends to be associated with moving weather systems. These heat ridges and heat domes tend to kind of result from much slower moving air masses. In fact, what happens is as the desert southwest starts to get warm, the air rises and it starts to create that ridge in the summertime, and then it just kind of migrates and wobbles around between the southwestern United States and the central plains generally all summer long, which is why that's why nobody goes and vacations in Oklahoma. That's one of many reasons people don't vacation in Oklahoma in the summertime.
Right.
So I think it will be around in the region, you know, within several hundred miles anyway, for weeks.
Okay.
Although its influence on us is going to be fleeting.
Okay. Well, I have more I could ask you about that, but we're out of time. So I hope to check in again next week. Thank you so much, Kenny.
Yeah, of course. Good talking with you. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yep, perfect. All right, you take care. That was Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR.